I think this question is an excellent place to start because, like, what's the use of having Q&A if God doesn't answer questions or hear us? And there are really two parts to this question, I think. So the first one would be, is God able to hear us? And the second is God willing to hear us? For the first question, I don't really have time to go into the depth of God, like theology of God and his existence and all that. But I'd just like to quickly say that it seems clear to me that an intelligent creator God must be able to understand his creation. Just like I've never met a computer programmer who can't understand the program he's written. And in much the same way, a God who made us and made language must be able to understand it. And I'd like to focus more on the second question, is God willing to hear us?
Now, the God of the Bible, he's not a God to shy away from contact with us people. He's the God who instigates and initiates contact. It says in 1 John that we love him because he first loved us. It's not that we reach up to God, it's he reaches down to us. Relationship with us is so important to him that he was willing to die for it. And that was through Jesus' death on the cross. That was to fix our relationship with him so we can communicate to him. He can communicate to us and we can be in a relationship. So God's given us his word. He communicates to us through his word and he's shown himself to us through Jesus. And in his word, he promises many times that if you ask according to his will, if we ask according to his will, he hears us. That's out of 1 John as well. And I think that's repeated like many verses. I had to look it up and I didn't want to memorize them all because it was a bit daunting. There is a condition there, you might have noticed, that if we ask according to his will. So a relationship is always two ways. God hears us, but there's no point in him listening to our questions if we don't listen to his response. We have to listen to what he says in his word and how he instructs us and how he set the example through Jesus and what that means for us. And he is also then willing to answer us if we ask questions of him out of a pure heart. And so I think the problem with our relationship is not that God doesn't hear us. He is both able and willing, more than willing to answer us. He wants to answer every question we have. He wants the best for us. He's able and willing to hear us, but we have to listen to him. Does anyone want to add to that?
Just one thing comes to mind as you were speaking. There's a place in one of the prophets where God says, come, let's reason together. And he's not speaking to the prophet, he's speaking through the prophet, you know, to all of us. He wants to engage. It's not that God's hiding or doesn't want to be asked the question.